विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश हरिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
हरे हरे
हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
हेरा राधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी ज जनरंजन यमुना तिरवन चारी
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तिरवन चारी
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तिरवन चारी
यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा रामा राम हरे हरे
हरे
Thank you.
राधा कुंज बिहारी की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, समावेत भक्त वृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुगुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द वेडनेसडे गीता फॉर ऑल मेड इजी कोर्स। I will show you the syllabus we are supposed to do on the topic of Sankirtan today, as you see here. Last time we did basics of Bhakti Yoga. So, there are one or two topics left in the previous one which I will cover later, hearing class and reading Prabhupada books. I will cover later. Today we are proceeding to Sankirtan. Prabhupada book distribution and Harinam Sankirtan and preaching compassionately. So, you might have heard the word Nagar Sankirtan. It's a very, very time-old tradition which has been in India since millions of years. You all know the Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. It has been happening since time immemorial. And there, the chanting and dancing to the tune of the Lord's holy name, Lord Krishna's holy name, has been a practice that we call as Nagar Sankirtan. In fact, not only people of the town come together, clap hands, raise the arms, dance and sing to the tune of the holy name with the accompaniment of mridangam and kartal and everything, but along with that, what to speak of the people who are devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, when he appeared in Bengal, once during his travel to Vrindavan, on the way in the Jharikhand forest, he made even the animals of the forest dance. I will show you that just a minute. Yeah, I can see the sound.
Here is one of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, who lived around 500 years ago in India. One day, Lord Chaitanya and his associates set off early in the morning for the holy land of Vrindavan. They walked along the forest paths and through the Jarikanda forest, which was full of wild and dangerous animals, such as tigers, elephants, snakes, and so many more. But Lord Chaitanya walked through there without any cares or worries, simply chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As Lord Chaitanya was walking along, deep in thoughts of Lord Krishna, he unknowingly stepped on a tiger that was sleeping on the path. The tiger woke up. "Oh no, now we are finished," thought his friend Balabhadra. Lord Chaitanya spoke to the tiger and said, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and chant Hare Krishna." The tiger got up and amazingly started chanting and dancing, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." Balabhadra was astonished to see this behavior. Another day, while Lord Chaitanya was bathing in a river, a herd of elephants came charging into the water. The Lord splashed water on the elephants and asked them to chant Hare Krishna. When the water touched their bodies, the elephants began chanting, "Krishna, Krishna." Some of them danced and others called out in great joy. Balabhadra was amazed to see this miracle. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya's sweet singing would attract the deer in the forest and they would follow him. One day even tigers joined in the party. Lord Chaitanya inspired all of them to chant Hare Krishna and dance together in ecstasy. Balabhadra was struck with wonder. How was this possible? Wherever the Lord went, all the birds, trees and creepers became jubilant. Lord Chaitanya is asking all of us to join him, to chant and be happy, just like all the animals in the Jarikanda forest.
Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. So this was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who made even the ferocious animals of the forest chant and dance the holy names of Krishna. The tigers and the deers were embracing and dancing together. So this reminded me of a very famous shloka from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken by Lord Brahma when he saw the Goloka Vrindavan. He said, Yatra nai sarga durvaira sahasan mrigadayah mitrani vajita vasa drutaruttar shakadikam. He said in the spiritual world, Durvaira means those who are inimical creatures like mongoose and snake, or tiger and deer, cat and rat, they give up their enmity in the spiritual world, he said. Vaira means enmity. Durvaira means they have no enmity. Saha asan, they sit in the same platform. And mrigadeha, animals and humans. Like tiger is sitting next to a man like a pussycat, and the man gives him some milk to drink, and the tiger drinks milk and is peaceful. Because in spiritual world, even the tigers are not non-vegetarian, they're vegetarian. Even they don't eat the deers. And mitrani, it says, they all have friendliness towards each other.
Eva Ajita Vasa, because Lord Ajita or Krishna is always in the middle of them. Drutarut Tarshakadigam, they have no hunger, they have no anger, and they have no thirst. That is spiritual world. So that nature of the living beings in spiritual world, which is pure, and it descends in the heart of the living beings, even in this world, if they sing the holy names of Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the world that although the animals are covered over very much by ferocious nature of, you know, cutthroat competition of eating one another due to the ecological cycle, still when the Harinam is done, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is sung, in the Harinam Sankirtan, the animals lose their ferocious nature and they become very docile, like a pet animal, like the tigers became like pussy cats. So you can imagine, if animals can give up their inimical nature and become so friendly and become so jubilant, how much more human beings who are actually considered in the Vikasita Chetana, which means expanded consciousness. In that consciousness, very easily they can awaken to the chanting of the holy name. There is Avrita Chetana, like the dull creatures, like plants and all. There is Mukulla Chetana, budding consciousness. Avrita Chetana, Mukulla Chetana, Avrita Chetana, Sankuchit Chetana means budding consciousness. Mukulla Chetana means blossoming consciousness. Vikasit means expanded. And pure devotees are in Purna Vikasita, fully expanded consciousness, like pure devotees. So we all can chant in the Harinam Sankirtan and come to the fully expanded consciousness. And you will see such a kind of chanting once in discussion of Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur told Lord Chaitanya, who asked him a question, Haridas, in this world so many souls are trapped in the bodies of trees, in the bodies of animals. What will happen to all of them? Haridas said, my dear Lord, you have brought the holy name with you. And when we sing the holy name, it appears that the echo is coming from the forest, but it is not echo, it is the trees and the mountains who are singing the holy name, he said. In this way, the holy name, when it is sung, even the other creatures like mosquitoes, or the dogs, or the cats, or the cows, and the bulls, and the donkeys, and birds flying in the sky, they all benefit also by the chanting of the holy name. So, therefore, keeping this in mind, the devotees go out in the streets, as you see in the picture here. So, they go out in the streets and do kirtans, both in East and West. It's one of the most common practices. I will show you a video from the West, you can see. Sound? What happened? Here is a chant. This is in Harinam in London, Saturday night. Sound is not coming. Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare.
Why it is hanging? That's poor. So, as you see, this is in London. How devotees are enthusiastic. So the beauty of this Sankirtan is everybody joins, you'll see, even all the passes. Rama, Rama. So, just now you saw the Sankirtan in London now. So, all over the different parts of the world, the holy name Sankirtan is going on like this. Here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, who in the land, holy land of Navadvip, first propagated the holy name. Yeah. See, this is a beautiful song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes about what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did 500 years ago in the village of Navadvip. You can move this.
Udilo Aruna Purabha Bhage Vijayamani Gaurayamani Jage
Udilo Aruna Purabha Bhage Vijayamani Gaurayamani Jage
Vakata Samoha Loiya Sate Jela Nagara Vraje
Vata Sammuha Loya Sate Jela Nagara Vraje.
What is the meaning of this? The meaning is Udilo Aruna Purabha Bhage Dvijamani Goramani Jage. In eastern direction, when the sun was rising in the early morning, the Dvijamani Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he rose very early in the morning, gathering a group of all devotees. He went in the streets of Navadvip, like you saw just now. So, as you saw here, Bhakata Samuha Loya Sate, with him he carried all the devotees. Gela Nagara Braje. In this way he went through the town of Navadvip. And all the people came out, as you are seeing here. That old grandmother is sending the grandson to go and join the kirtan, you can see. It's a beautiful sankirtan, and glorifying that the Lord is so easy through the sankirtan. Anybody can join, children can join, women can join, men can join, old people can join. And then they were all playing mridangam.
Tataye bhajalako gana 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 tanjeraro
Tataye bhajalako gana gana tahe jajeraro
Vime dala dala sunaranga charaninu purava
When they were beating the mridangam, tathai, tathai, the sound of the mridangam was very sweet. And the mridangam was gana gana. When people heard the sound, it was so melodious. Then everybody came out to see what is this kartar, what is mridangam, what is the kirtan going on. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see here, Preme Dhala Jala Swanaranga, his body is golden in complexion. And he was dancing with his beautiful form, and in his feet there was Nupur in his feet, and that was making sweet sounds also. Go ahead.
Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolare Vadana Hari
Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolare Vadana Hari
Chenida vase gelore rati divasa sadira sade
Chenida vase gelore rati divasa sadira sade.
When Lord Chaitanya was going like this, he told all the people, chant the names of Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari, he said. All of you chant the names of Krishna. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari. And he told them, Bolena Bolore Vadana Bhori. Fill your mouth with these holy names. People were very shy to chant. They were chanting very softly. Mukunda Madhava. Mahaprabhu said, why should you be shy? People are not shy to, you know, put so many dirty posters on the street. People are giving posts for it. Why should you be ashamed to call out the Lord of your heart, his names? Call out his names very boldly. Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari. Like that you call. Everybody loudly chanted the holy name. And then he told them,
Miche nidavashe gelore rati. You see, your night time goes in simply sleeping. And divasa sharira saje. Your day goes simply in, you know, shaving and dressing and decorating and going to beauty parlor, making the body more beautiful. Your life gets wasted like this, he said. Then he said,
Yemana durlabha manava deho payati karo bhavana keho.
Yemana durlabha manava deho payati karo bhavana keho.
Devera badile yashoda sutta chadame podi vela de.
He's telling all the people, my dear people, please listen. The human form of life is very rare. And you have got the human life now. In this life you can awaken Bhava for Krishna. And if you don't worship the Yashoda Sutta, son of Yashoda and Nanda, Krishna, then your life will go a waste. Then you will be ashamed at the time of death. You will not have achieved anything. You will die fruitlessly in your life if you don't awaken Krishna Prem. He's telling them.
Udita tapana hoile asta vinagalo bole hoile vyasta.
Udita tapana hoile asta vinagalo bole hoile vyasta.
Tabe kera ebe alata hoi na baja hrudaye raje.
Tabe kera ebe alata hoi na baja hrudaye raje.
He's saying, udita tapana hoile asta. From the time the sun rises in the morning up to the night, whole day you are very busy. Look at this man, he has so many hands. Carrying laptop and clock and smartphone, and life is so busy for him. He's running from one place to another. Everybody's clock goes so fast in the day, your day goes away. Where is time for Krishna? He's asking. And then he's asking, why are you so lazy for spiritual life? He's asking. You are not worshipping the Lord of your heart. And your life is running out of fuel. So one day the death will come. At that time you have to ask yourself, what have you done? He's asking.
Yeah. Navashraya kori yatane tumi takaha apana kaje.
Navashraya kori yatane tumi takaha apana kaje.
He's saying, jivana anitya janaha sar. Our life is temporary, and this human body which we have now, it will be finished after 20, 30, 40 years down the line. When the death comes, when the soul comes out of this body, he has to take another body. But then every time we are born in this world, tahe nana vidha vipada bahar, like tsunami is coming here, there are terrorists, there is bodily diseases, so many complications in this world. So do you really want to live in this world, which is a world of varieties of vipada or dangers? Or you want to live eternally in the lotus feet of Krishna and serve him, the world of Vaikuntha, where there is no anxiety, which is free from all misery. And Namashtray Kori, therefore take shelter of the holy name. Yatanetumi. In this way he is saying that by taking shelter of the holy name and worshipping Krishna, you will attain all perfection. Go ahead.
Vivera kalyana sadhana kam jagate asiye madhurana.
Vivera kalyana sadhana kam jagate asiye madhurana.
अविद्याति मेरा तपन रूपे हृदय गगने विराजे
अविद्याति मेरा तपन रूपे हृदय गगने विराजे
द ग्रेटेस्ट अचीवमेंट इन लाइफ और द मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस थिंग इन लाइफ इज To chant the holy name, which is the sweetest name. Yeah. And then he is saying, Avidya Timira, in our heart the ignorance is like a darkness. And when Krishna enters our heart as the holy name, then he destroys the darkness and lights up the heart with torch lit of knowledge.
Krishna Ram Sudha Kuriyapa जुड़ाओ भक्ति विनोद प्राण
नाम का कोरिया प्राण जुड़ाओ भक्ति विनोद
प्राण नाम बिना किछु नहीं को आरो कौन भुवन
saying Krishna Sudha Kuryapan drink the nectar or honey of Krishna Nam and in this way you perfect your life Bhaktivinoda Thakur says and he's saying without the holy name in all the 14 worlds I don't see anything valuable in this world he says the holy name is the only one which can actually revive you from your all your sufferings and connect you back to God so therefore chant the holy name he's saying
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
This type of chanting and dancing to the holy name was personally taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is an incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna 500 years ago. He appeared in Navadvip Dham and he personally performed it, practiced it. 5,000 years ago when Lord Krishna came, he only said, surrender to me, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Whereas Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrendered himself and showed us. What is the method of surrendering to Krishna? Call out His holy name. So, we can do japam in the beads, nama japam which you all are already doing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We chant audibly and try to hear. That is also kirtanam. And some kirtan means,
when devotees come together, that is some, bahubir militva, Prabhupada says, many devotees come together, and then together they do kirtan, that is called sankirtan. Let us go back to our notes. So, Lord Chaitanya, in 15th century, when he came, he told, all of you devotees in Navadvip, in your own homes in the evening, sit together, even if you don't have mridangam and kartal, just clap your hands, he said, and chant the Hare Krishna mantra in your homes. And the whole Navadvip village was reverberating with the sound of the holy name. Every day evening, people would come, husband, wife, children, they all would come and do sankirtan in their homes. You go home to home, you will hear only sankirtan there. And then of course people brought the mridangas and kartals, and then they did the kirtan. In this way, everybody's hearts became completely purified. Just like you saw tigers and deers became purified by chanting, their enmity went away. Similarly, people of Navadvip experienced the same joy. And Srila Prabhupada, 50 years ago, approximately 50, 60 years ago, he went to America, and there you are seeing here in the hippie land, Prabhupada had full confidence in what I was saying just now, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the Jharkhanda forest animals, and he also made all the people of India chant the holy name by traveling to South India and all over. He taught the singing and dancing of Sankirtan. So Prabhupada was convinced, he took it to America on the order of his guru, and sure enough, even the most degraded hippies with all kinds of bad habits, they could chant the holy name and become purified. So this is a famous verse in the Bhagavatam. Please all of you repeat. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Kaler dosha nidhe rajan.
Asti ye ko mahan guna.
Kirtanat eva krishnasya.
Mukta sangah param vrajet. Here he says to Parikshit Maharaj, my dear king, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults, he's saying. Wherever you turn around, you will see faults. Just now we saw a video I showed you from London. There were so many boys and girls and brahmacharis and some congregation grihastha men. Some appeared richer, some appeared poorer. Some appeared educated, some may be illiterates. Anybody and everybody can join the sankirtan. There is no limitation. There is no restriction at all. And there are many videos you will see in the YouTube, you will see children seeing the sankirtan, taking part and dancing. I was standing in Boston. There is a place called Copley Square, very close to our Boston Temple. So I was doing evening kirtan, sankirtan like this, playing mridangam and doing kirtan. One mother, father and their small son, American boy, maybe he's about 7-8 year old boy, they were crossing the street and coming. When he heard the kirtan, he became so delighted. He came and joined the kirtan. He was dancing. And he was not ready to go back. Almost 45 minutes he was with us. And the parents had some important work. When the father said, I'll go and do some purchase and come, he kept the mother and went. Then afterward, then the father and son were there. Mother went to do some purchase and came. And the boy was not ready to leave. Practically he was there. He was watching for a while and then he was dancing himself. And when we entered the kirtan, when we were leaving, he was very reluctant to leave. So you can see he's an American boy, small boy, some past Sukriti, some Krishna Bhakti he must have done. So he became very inspired by the holy name, kirtan. So in this way, even if people are covered over, the chanting of the holy name awakens them. So therefore he says here, Kali Yuga is full of faults. But there is one good quality, he says. What is it? Kirtanat eva krishnasya. Doing this kind of kirtan of Krishna's holy name. If anybody does it, mukta sangha param brajet. Sangha generally means a group of people coming together. The whole sangha of people will get liberated and they will go back to Godhead. It says, one can become easily free from material bondage and attain the kingdom of God. So, here is the meaning of Sankirtan. It's given here.
Actually, Kirtan means to praise the Lord, to glorify the Lord, or to call out the Lord's names. So it can be glorification of the name or glorification of the fame of the Lord. Both are called Kirtan. So glorification of the name is Hare Krishna Mantra. Glorification of the fame is Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And some Kirtan means everybody coming together. In Sanskrit, some means bringing together. In English, we say SUM. Some means total, isn't it? When many devotees come together, even it's not that you have to have hundreds of devotees like what we watched in the video. You can even have two or three devotees also. Huh? One time, there was one shopkeeper sitting with his college-going son in the shop. And they both heard the kirtan sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this fellow, when he heard this kirtan, it appeared like a big army of thousands of devotees are coming doing kirtan. So this boy came out of the shop to see where is it coming from, and one single devotee was doing kirtan. Can you imagine? He was carrying a jolna bag with books, Prabhupada's books, and he was doing kirtan. It was so soothing. He just walked with the devotee. He went to the temple, he ate prasad, he took darshan of deities, he took some books, and he became a devotee. You can see even one devotee doing kirtan can have such a powerful spiritual influence. You can see that. So therefore, the Shastra says, there is one beautiful verse. Avashena piyannamni kirtite sarvapata kaihi tatasadyo vimucheta simhatrashtair mrigairiva. This verse says that if somebody roars the holy name, it's like roaring of a lion, which makes the small animals flee in the forest. Similarly, the holy name will drive out all ignorance and all sinful reactions, everything away. And therefore, let's go ahead. So, Krishna, Radha and Krishna are very pleased when they hear the singing of the holy name. Why? Is it because we are calling their names? Like somebody calls us by the name, we feel very pleased, happy. But they are specifically happy for one reason. Oh, this living being had turned away from us and had become indulged in the material world and suffering, varieties of sufferings for millions of lives. At last, our child is turning towards us and is calling us, calling the holy name. The child is coming towards us. So they feel very joyful. Why? Because very soon this jiva is going to return back to spiritual world. So they feel very joyful when we call out the holy name. And there are various ways you can please them. By worshipping the deity, for example, or by studying the Gita Bhagavatam books and praising it, or chanting the holy name. But amongst them, the chanting of the holy name is considered the best. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Amongst all the Navavidha Bhakti, he said, chanting the holy name is the best, he said. And another meaning of the word Sankirtan is given here, is distributing spiritual books. As you see here, devotees taking the spiritual books and going out in the streets, meeting the people and reaching out the books to them. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in one of the verses, Prayena deva munayasvabhi mukti kaman maunam charanti vijanena parartanishtha naitan vihaya krupanan vimamuksha yeko nanyam tvadasya sharanam brahmatonu pashye. Your prayer offered to Lord Narasimha. This is one prayer that was a turning point in my life, in joining ISKCON. Because I was going to more than a dozen organizations. But when I came to ISKCON, two things were very striking for me in ISKCON society. One is, many organizations taught me that you shut off your senses, go to Himalayas, you know, renounce the world. Like for example, you know, like three monkeys you must have seen. Don't see bad, don't hear bad, don't speak bad, like that. But I wasn't very convinced about it.
I thought there should be some very positive organization which will teach me how to use my senses in a constructive way. When I came to ISKCON, they just taught me the opposite. They told me that you don't have to shut off the senses, you should actually use all the senses in Lord's service. With your eyes, see the beautiful deity form of Radha Krishna deities, Gauranitya deities. With the mouth, eat prasadam. You don't have to, you know, give up eating. You don't have to eat bland diet. Eat nice prasad, but offered to Krishna. And every one of your senses. So that was very amazing. That Krishna has given us the senses and they could be used spiritually. Then, another thing that was very striking for me is what this verse I told you, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says in this verse, my dear Lord, Prayena Deva Munayaha Svavimukti Kaman. Most of the sages, they think of Svavimukti means their own moksha they think about. And then Maunam Charanti. They follow Maunavrata and live in Himalayas. And he says, Naitan Vihaya Kripananam Mukshayiko. He says that I don't want to follow those fellows. Because they want their own liberation, but I want the liberation of all suffering souls in this world. See, this is one of the stark differences between Mayavadis and Vaishnavas, impersonalists and personalists. You take any personalist, take Shripad Ramanujacharya. When he went and met one guru, Goshtipurna, he gave him one Mula Mantra of Lord Narayana and told him, don't tell this to anybody. This I am giving only to you because you are highly qualified, I am giving you. It is a confidential mantra, secret mantra. And Ramanuja, when he came out of the house, he thought, if it is a confidential mantra, if this mantra can take people back home, back to Godhead, should all the jivas who are suffering in this world not get this opportunity? Yeah. And then he thought, now I will go to the Gopuram, top of a Gopuram, and announce this to all the people. And for that, if I have to go to hell, only one person has to go to hell, and millions of people will go back to Godhead. So he went up on the top of the Gopuram and loudly proclaimed, all of you come here, good morning to you, good news for all of you. Today I am going to tell you the secret mantra by chanting which you will never have to be born again in this world of birth, old age, disease and death. And all the people gathered, thousands of people. And Ramanuja told them to repeat the mantra loudly. And everybody with a grateful heart returned homes and chanted the mantra. And the Guruji was wild. He called Ramanuja and he scolded him very strongly and said, I told you not to spell it out. And not even to one or two, you are giving it to thousands of people. And Ramanuja had tears in his eyes. He said, Guruji, if I have to go to hell, I am ready to go to hell. Only one person will go to hell. What about delivering all the suffering souls? Let them all go back to Vaikuntha and be happy with Lord Narayana. So, when Guruji heard it, he embraced Ramanuja with tears in his eyes. So, he is also a Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya. Similarly, I told you, Prahlad is saying that, I don't want to go back to Godhead. I want to take millions of souls from this world, liberate them and then take them back to Godhead. So, this is the mood of all Vaishnavas. Same with Vasudev Datta. He prayed to Lord Chaitanya that, my dear Lord, may all the jivas who are suffering in this world due to their sinful reactions, let them all give their sins to me and let them go back to Godhead and be happy with the Lord. He prayed also like that. So, you will find in the same manner, you know, Jesus also says that let them give their sins to me and then let them not suffer, let them go back to Godhead. So, this is a Vaishnava attitude. You will see that. Prahlad is saying, Jesus is saying, Vasudev is saying, Ramanujacharya is saying. Same thing Srila Prabhupada also. In his old age of 70, he could have been sitting comfortably in Vrindavan, peacefully taking darshan of Krishna in all the temples, and he can go back to Godhead peacefully. Why should an old man touching 70 take a cargo ship with a couple of heart attacks on the way, go to a country like America, and try to preach to the hippie-like people? Simply out of compassion. So, when you do kirtan, playing mridangam and kartal, and like we were doing kirtan now, this is called sankirtan. But his guru, Prabhupada's guru told him, if you do kirtan like that, a few people can listen to you. But if you print and publish books, like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and then distribute it,
then thousands and thousands of people will be doing kirtan in their own houses. So he called it as a Brihat Mridanga, he called it. Brihat means big, Mridanga means Mridanga. Brihat Mridanga means the sound of the kirtan reaches far and wide through books. So his guru told him, if you ever get money, print books. So Prabhupada took it to his heart. That is also called Sankirtan, but it is a Brihat Sankirtan. So like you see in the picture here, devotees actually carry books with them. It is one of our dharma to carry Prabhupada's books with us wherever we go. Small books, 10 rupees, 20 rupees books. Whomever we come across, just show them the book. If they like it, they can purchase a copy. The more you show, the more you sell also to people. People like it. Colorfully printed books with nice cover pages. Many people are, you know, suffering in this world looking for the truth. It will be a very great service to the suffering souls. Most people you will see, they will tell you, I was traveling in the train, somebody gave me a book, I went to his temple and then they became devotees. Like that. And also now in the marketplace you find there are so many cinema magazines, so many political magazines, so many sports magazines, so many magazines propagating bodily beauty and such kinds of things. Don't you think it's important for us to reach the spiritual books to the people? So that is also called Sankirtan. So Prabhupada wanted his books to be reached out to the suffering souls so that they read it. And Prabhupada speaks in a very, very easy language. So read the, let the people read the books, get awakened. It's like switching on, turning on a light in a dark room by reading the books, Divya Jnan. And the beauty of Jnan is like a lamp. You take a lamp, you lit up another lamp, third lamp, fourth lamp, thousands of lamps can be lit. Similarly, this knowledge you can reach to thousands of people through the books. Prabhupada said, you cannot go to all the places, they may not allow you, but the books can go to any place. They can reach anywhere. In the Vedic times, the brahmacharis would get the samith sticks, firewood from the forest. Now, in the modern times, you know, the brahmacharis or even the other disciples of the guru, do you think they can go to forest and bring firewood? They are all going to company, grihasthas are working and the brahmacharis are in city temples. How do you bring the wood? So the equivalent of wood is the paper, because from wood only they make paper. And in that paper only Gita and other books are printed. So carrying the Prabhupada books is equivalent to carrying the sticks, samit sticks, and reaching out to the people. Now, why would they do the sacrifice? You may be aware, in Ashwamedha Yajna, they would offer a horse into the fire and a human being will come out. Similarly, in Gomedha Yajna, they would offer a cow into the sacrifice and a human being will come out. That means the animal would instantly be awarded a human body. That was actually the Vedic Yajna's sacrifice. Now, this is also called Sankirtan Yajna. I'll tell you why. Because when you take these books and reach out to the people, as soon as they read the books, a spark of fire of Divya Jnana is ignited in their hearts. Divya Jnana Hrde Prakashito Prema Bhakti Yaha Hoite Avidya Vinashajat. At that time, the animalistic propensities are driven out and the angel within them comes out. Just like in a fire you put horse and you get a human. Similarly, people who are animalistic before, now they become not only human, they become divine now. So that means the Sankirtan Yajna also awakens the sleeping souls, like Mahaprabhu woke up the sleeping souls and chanted the holy names. In this way, taking the books is like carrying the firewood, and reaching the books to people and igniting fire in their hearts is equal to performing yajna and bringing the human and the angel out of them. So therefore it's a very great service which Prabhupada very much appreciated. And Prabhupada said, in the Vedic times, the brahmacharis would go home to home and beg for alms, bhavadi bhikshandehi. Now, in cities, if they go and beg, people will misunderstand them. Instead, they can go and reach the books to people and take a donation for the books, for printing the books. And in this way, Prabhupada reached several books in his times. Now, all over the world, his con has reached more than 6 crore spiritual literature, all over the world. So, this is also called Sankirtan. In fact, even I have quoted from Old Testament here, if you see. The Old Testament says, so I will sing praise unto thy name forever. Sing praises to the Lord's name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let them praise Lord's name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him. With timbrel and harp, he says, Tamil harp means with the drums and trumpets. Like that the Bible also says, Old Testament says. Similarly here, one more, it says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So this, you will find in every religion it is mentioned like this. Oh Lord, hallowed be thy name. We say, no, hallowed be thy name, let your name be sung. Similarly, Jesus also said, you know, sing the name of thy Lord with all thy heart and all thy soul. Like that he said. That means wholeheartedly sing out the holy name. So, therefore, it is not that only in Sanatana Dharma we sing the holy name. In every religion you will find, like you see the Sikh people who wear the turban, they chant the Vahe Guru mantra. Vahe Guru is what? Va for Vasudev, Ha for Hari, Ga for Govinda, Ra for Ram. They have combined the four names of the Lord as Vahe Guru mantra. They also sing. In this way, what is so special about singing the name of God? You may have a question. Actually, in this world there are so many people with the names like Lakshmipati, but they may be beggars also, begging for some coins. Whereas Lord's name matches with him. When you call Krishna as a Lakshmipati, he is actually Lakshmipati. When you call Krishna as a Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Visheshobham, he is the one who attracts millions of cupids, actually does so. So he all the names that you praise him with, he exactly matches with those names. Like I heard, in those days this Ramanand Sagar's movie of Ramayana used to come. So the hero, heroine were Arun Gobil and Deepikar, the two people acted. So some people were so much touched by the serial in TV, they went to the studio to see them. And the studio, they were shocked, such personality smoking cigarette. They were shocked, my Lord. Because little do they know, many people may have a handsome body, they may act in the roles of Rama, Krishna and all that, but in real life their character is different. But that's not the case with the Lord. Lord Krishna is very handsome, at the same time he is a person of very high character. And he is the Lord of Lakshmi, he is the Lakshmipati, he is the most beautiful, most knowledgeable, most renowned, most strong, most famous. That means he is good in everything. He's all good. You cannot find even an iota of bad in him. Even when he kills the asuras, even they all get liberated. He can actually give the gati by killing them also. So, that nothing bad in him. Therefore, Sankirtan of his name also is most auspicious. Because everything about him is auspicious. That he says here. So, Prabhupada wrote many, many spiritual literature like this. And about Prabhupada, we have another session later on we will discuss, but I have written the article here about Srila Prabhupada also. So, I was telling about Sankirtan. There's one more thing I want to show you now. In the Vaishnava Etiquette Manual, regarding dancing in Kirtan, there is some information in page number 19. We will... You are showing this, no? Yeah. That is also very important. And Kirtan is here. Please read it.
Kirtan. Leading Kirtan at a satsanga is an honor as one is representing the whole congregation before the deities.
So there is a lead singer who sings. Like you saw in that video. One lead singer sings and everybody else follows. Yeah.
Therefore, one should be conscious of this and lead only when one is asked to.
Actually, we should not be too eager to catch the mic. If we are told to lead, we lead. Otherwise, we stay behind. Someone else will lead, we follow. Yeah.
We should sing only those kirtanas which are authorized.
Yeah, we cannot sing any kind of kirtan because there are many kirtans, you know, Radhe Radhe, Sham Milade. This kind of songs are also there. You know? Actually, we don't demand Radharani that, you know, please make me meet Krishna immediately. We always think we are not qualified. We just say that please engage me in your service. So there are many songs people sing. तुमसे बढ़कर कौन, तुम्हारे भक्तों में हमसे बढ़कर कौन, दिस काइंड ऑफ सॉन्ग्स. एक्चुअली भक्ता नेवर सेज मेरे से बढ़कर कोई नहीं, देयर इज नोबडी बेटर देन मी, नोबडी विल से लाइक दैट. सो दिस काइंड ऑफ सॉन्ग्स आर अनऑथराइज्ड सॉन्ग्स, वी कैन नॉट सिंग. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू सिंग सम सॉन्ग्स, वी हैव अ वैष्णव सॉन्ग बुक ऑल्सो अवेलेबल. इट इज अवेलेबल, इट्स अवेलेबल नाउ. वेर इज इट? In Google Play Store they will get. In Google Play Store, yeah, apps are available. You will get it. So you can take the Vaishnava songbook and from that you can sing. These are all written by Vaishnava acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottamdas Thakur, great acharyas. So that's those are the type of kirtan we should sing. And so bhajans we can sing like that, and Hare Krishna kirtan we can sing. Yes, go ahead.
The prema dhvani prayers, that is Jai Om Vishnu Pada, at the end of the kirtan should be recited by the senior most devotee present. Example, sannyasi or Srila Prabhupada's disciples.
Yeah, there is a list of prema dhvani given. The prema dhvani contains many items of glorifying the holy dhams, like Vrindavan dham ki jai, Mathura dham ki jai, Dwarakapuri dham ki jai, Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannathpuri dham ki jai, Shri Mayapur Navadvip dham ki jai. Dhams are included. Similarly, holy rivers are included, Ganga Mai, Yamuna Mai, and also Tulasi Devi, Bhakti Devi, they all are included in that. So, it's an invocation of the glories of Lord's Dham, Lord's holy rivers, and Lord's residences and all that. And also Acharyas, we also remember all the Acharyas in our Guru Parampara and glorify them. And that is recited by seniors, yeah. Yes. There are standard melodies to be sung at specific times of the day. Particularly in the morning program, when you are singing Samsara Dhavanala, Hariksha Mantra is sung in a certain morning melody which is traditional from Bengal. From Mahaprabhu's time till date, the same melodies are followed. Narottamdas Thakur used to sing very beautifully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama.
Morning melody goes like this, and the Gaurarati sang in the afternoon and night, that goes in a different tune. These are all standard.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama Hare Rama,
Rama Hare Hare.
So we have to follow these type of ragas which are taught by our acharyas down the line for many centuries. It has been coming down. We follow the same one. Read further.
Be simple and led in a way that can be followed and repeated easily by the congregation.
Yeah, the lead singer should not sing very complicated tunes. Otherwise it will be difficult for people to follow. Like sometimes devotees sing in certain places and congregation finds it difficult to catch, you know.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So these kind of things are difficult for people. They don't know where to rise, where to go below. And half will sing in one way, other half will sing in another way. We should avoid complicated tunes. Simple tunes should be sung. The goal of singing is not to display our singing talent. The goal of singing is actually to call out the Lord. As I told you, the Sankirtan actually means calling out the Lord, praising His name, glorifying His name, remembering the Lord, remembering His qualities and activities, and begging Him to take us back to Him, engage us in His service. So one shouldn't forget the purpose of the Sankirtan. And then further?
All devotees should enthusiastically sing in chorus.
Yeah, sometimes people who if you are given mic to lead, they lead enthusiastically. But if they have to follow behind, they keep mum. That is not good. Everybody should follow together. Then only the kirtan will be very powerful. Like I have seen in temple, when we sing Jayarada Madhava, when all the devotees loudly sing in response, then the different atmosphere is created. But if most of the devotees keep mum, and they are waiting, Acharya, will this Radha Madhava get over a class, let it start. So people become preoccupied in mind, thinking of the day's events and everything. So one should actually, kirtan should be performed as seriously as you sit and hear a lecture. Kirtan should be also taken very seriously. Because that is also a type of sadhana.
All devotees should follow the same melody that the lead singer is singing. Therefore, devotees should pay careful attention at all times.
Sometimes it is seen that lead singer sings in one way tune and the follower sing in some other way. Then the whole sankirtan is spoiled. We should avoid that. Yes.
Mridanga and kartal, players should be close to lead singers and should watch him carefully and adjust their speed according to his. Therefore, the kartal and mridanga players should be extra attentive.
Yeah. For example, if I am singing, right next to me, the kartal player and mridanga player should be like this on either side, so that I can correct them in case they are going fast or slow. Sometimes it so happens, mridanga player is sitting in the front and kartal player is playing somewhere. Correct, no? Yeah, some other place. So then the match will not happen. Then it creates what? Mismatch. Backlap. And both are in two different worlds. Then the song won't come out well. Therefore, even before we begin, we should tell the devotees, come here, sit together, and then we should do. I've seen when His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj would lead, all the mridanga players would be around him in a semicircle. Maharaj would be going, they will be going backwards like this, playing the mridanga and going behind, in the Ratayatra time. And all the kartas, everybody will be in one circle. And in unison they would do, like we call it as a symphony. Everybody, jing, chik, 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 jing, chik, chik, very, very powerful it is. Then it vibrates in the sky, everybody can hear and follow nicely. Yes?
The general pattern of the morning kirtan should be samsara dava prayers, panchatattva mantra, Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama, Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan.
Only this much only. We should not sing anything more than this. Sometimes people sing so many things. Additional things. Prabhupada didn't want us to do any additional thing. We should just follow this. After the samsara dava, panchatantra mahamantra 2 to 3 times, and then Hare Krishna mahamantra we keep singing. At the end we sing Hari Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. This is what Prabhupada wanted us to sing.
When there are two or more kartal players, they must play in harmony. Similarly for mridanga players.
They should be in unison. That's very important.
Kirtans should be sweet and melodious and not simply loud.
Sometimes people, they have been seen to use big kartals and big mic sound, and they shout very loudly at the top of their lungs. And some people have, they get hearing loss problem because of too much shout. The goal is not to shout, the goal is actually to, everybody melodiously takes part in kirtan together. And actually the kirtan should be like we saw the London kirtan, how sweet it was. Everybody was dancing together, everybody was singing together. You feel like jumping, you also want to dance when you see that, isn't it? So we should follow, kirtan should be like that, not just loud. Yeah?
Srila Rupa Goswami states that one should learn to
now it is dancing, yeah.
Dance in front of the deities.
Yes. Yeah.
Dancing should be graceful and enthusiastic, but not violent and wild.
Actually we are not doing any athletic dancing. Actually we are dancing for whose pleasure?
Lord's pleasure.
Lord's pleasure. Just like you see in India, Bharat and all, you know, the boy who is going to get married, the bridegroom, they put him on a horse or something, they put a turban for him, and all the family members will be in front of the horse. Even rich people do that, correct, no? On the day of marriage, they want to show the world, we are very happy today. Our son is getting settled in life, and we want to express our joy, and then they have sometimes band or some kettle drums. They dance, you've seen that? They give whistle also. You've seen that? So they are expressing their joy. But they are dancing for whom? They are dancing for their own family member, isn't it? Similarly, we dance for whose pleasure? Radha and Krishna. Because the spiritual world is filled with dance of the gopis, gopas. Gopas also dance with Krishna Balaram. Gopis also dance. So, we all dance for that pleasure. That shouldn't be forgotten. Neither do we give whistle like the people outside. We don't give whistle. And we don't dance in awkward ways. We should not do break dance. We should not... some students come for the programs. And after watching certain movies, they dance like those heroes in the dance. We are not here to display our talents of making some break dance or moving the hands and legs in a certain way. That's not the goal. The goal is to please, so it should be very graceful. So Lord Chaitanya stepped in, raising the arm is a sign of surrender. And Prabhupada said, moving the body to and fro is Swami step, isn't it? Or moving forward, backward. So these are all, the step should be very graceful. And the most important thing is, one should hear the sound vibration of the holy name. The instrument should be played a little milder, so that the sound of the holy name will not be doused. Along with that, the dance, you saw how they were dancing in the street beautifully. London devotees. Okay, go ahead.
Dancing in the traditional Gaudiya way, as demonstrated by Srila Prabhupada, should be the standard. In addition, dancing can take place in various formations. For example, rows of devotees rhythmically approaching each other and then receding.
Yeah, like you saw coming towards center and going out from center like that, if you're dancing in a circle. Yeah, like this, in a circle they are dancing, yeah.
Devotees forming rows, one behind the other, and while continuing to face the deities, moving towards and then away from them rhythmically.
And devotees can move in a circle. Both illustrations are shown here, as you see here, yeah.
Devotees should take care to see that the formation are maintained and that they are in line. While dancing in formation, devotees should raise hands, hold hands, etc., as may be required for that particular formation.
Yeah. And what should not be done? Here the pictures are shown. While dancing, some people protrude their hands out, and when they rotate, they slap the other devotees. That's not allowed. Or they should not take their children and throw them up in the air. Or they should not... actually, Radha and Krishna dance like the third one, catching the hands and rotating. But sometimes what happens, when devotees dance like this, they dance too vigorously and they fall on the other devotees sometimes. So we avoid this also, this type of dancing. And then he's saying, the dance is not?
This dancing is not a spectator sport. A devotee should not... A devotee should not simply stand and watch. All should participate. However, those who are unwilling, particularly guests and newcomers, or those who are sick, should not be forced. Dancing in ways that can cause injury to devotees should be avoided. Example, two devotees clasping hands and...
Clasping hands and spinning and hitting the... some people lose their tooth in that. You, with your head, you go and hit them on the mouth. Some people have a breakage of the nose or the tooth. So you should be very careful not to spin very fast like that. Tossing children and other things. Men and women should dance in separate portions of the temple. Sometimes it is seen in ISKCON temple when newcomer comes. Sometimes they see the dance of men, women, they go too much to the women's side and they try to get close to women. These are all to be avoided. Men should dance with men, women should dance with women.
One should watch the lead dancer always and synchronize.
Yeah.
The perfect dancing is in Lord Chaitanya's style with arms raised or folded hands with enthusiasm and devotion.
Yes. Okay, I think this is the next topic, I think. Okay, this is good for today. Let me take questions now. So here is the first question, Srinivas Balasubramanian from Mumbai. Do devotees enjoy family life in Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Loka, just as they have material life like father, mother, son, wife, etc.? When the devotees leave the material world after God realization, after getting special body, say a male attendant, female attendant, do they get their counterpart, say male or resident Vaikuntha Goloka, get respect to Kansata, do they form family association with Lord only, and the Lord gets divided into various entities to enjoy blissful relation with the devotees? Do the devotees relish different type of activities like eating food with the Lord just as they do in the material world? Okay. See, in the spiritual world, although there are forms like man and woman, all are in only one category called Prakriti. There is only one Purusha there. Who is that? Krishna. Everybody else is Shakti or Prakriti, we call. Prakriti means subordinate. And one who is meant to be enjoyed, meant to be one who is supposed to serve. So, we are all Prakriti. Somebody may have a female form, somebody has a male form, somebody has an animal form like cows and calves. But all are in serving form. For example, in spiritual world, there is a husband and wife in Vaikuntha. They look at each other as spiritual partners. There is a purpose says in the spiritual world, there is company of opposite sex. But there is no enjoyment like the ones you find in the material world. Man and woman uniting together to beget children, that is not there. There is no begetting of children at all in spiritual world. In spiritual world, as soon as you return, you attain your Svarupa. And in that form, you will eternally live in that same. Your age also doesn't increase. Whatever, everybody looks young and very handsome, very beautiful there. And in that form, they serve the Lord eternally. There are families like husband and wife. They are like spiritual partners. And they both always are remembering on how to serve the Lord. Even in ISKCON, you can see that. There are husband wives who have very handsome, beautiful bodies, but they are not attracted to each other. They are attracted to Krishna's service. The spiritual world is such an amazing place, yeah. Okay. Anirudh Prabhu is asking, correct, no? Why does Goddess Lakshmi reside in Krishna's chest, even though the Supreme Lord does not desire Lakshmi on his chest? Actually, it's not that Lord doesn't desire her on his chest. Lord only has given her a place. If he doesn't give her a place, then how will she reside on her own? In fact, Lakshmi bows down to Lord Narayana and says, I only want to massage your feet. But Lord says, since you are eager to serve me, you have attained a place in my heart. So Lord gives her a place in the heart. So sometimes she is a golden hair in the Lord's chest, and sometimes she comes out and she is serving the Lord in the lotus feet, massaging his feet. Yashiraj Singh, Prabhu is asking, what is the name of the kirtan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? It was very ecstatic. Yeah, it's called Udilo Aruna, Purabha Bhage. Very beautiful song, which we sang today. Yeah, and which describes about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going out in the Navadvip in the early morning, Prabhat Ferry, early morning Sankirtan with his devotees. Kishore Prabhu from Bangalore is asking, sometimes ISKCON devotees sing Vrindavan mood songs, which are from different parampara, don't know it's bona fide, like Mirabai bhajans, etc. How to know which of these kirtans and bhajans are bona fide and which are not? Yeah, we have to be careful. We don't sing Mirabai songs for one reason, because she is a Raghunuga devotee. So there may be many spontaneous ways she will be singing. We can't call out Krishna like the way she calls. She is a pure devotee. So we can't imitate. Therefore, our acharyas who are pure devotees have written songs portraying themselves as conditioned souls, like us. So those songs we can sing. Otherwise, Raghunuga song directly singing is not good for us. And in case we want to sing some Mirabai songs also, we should first consult our superiors and check with them. There's one song of Mirabai where she is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Krishna was earlier having curly locks of hair, now he has shaved his head. Krishna was Shyam Sundar before, now he has become Gaur Sundar. Earlier he was playing on his flute, now he is carrying a danda. Earlier he came as a supreme enjoyer, everybody worshipped him, now he has come to behave like a devotee to relish the sweetness of devotional service. Like that she sings. So there are some authorized songs you can check with some superiors and better we sing our Vaishnavacharya songs in our line. There are hundreds of songs. Kaushik Prabhu is asking, during dancing in Sankirtan, you once said in your previous whole lecture that holding hands in circle was not approved by Prabhupada. It was later introduced. Could you please clarify? Yeah. Actually, holding the hand like this and rotating, as I said in Vrindavan, Vrajabasis do, or in Radha and Krishna do, they dance like that. Yeah, actually in Prabhupada's times, devotees won't dance like that. Now some devotees are dancing like that. And they also dance very vigorously, very fastly they rotate. And they go and hit on somebody's mouth or nose, as I told. So it's best to avoid such dancing, yeah. And Vidushi from New Delhi is asking, what is the meaning of intense practice of bhakti and how do we know if you are practicing bhakti with intensity according to our capacity? Good question. Very good question. Tivrena bhakti yogena ejeta purusham param. Bhagavatam says that. So, it's called a sincere, serious. I will just show you one of the... She has asked a good question, so I will show. You can see this now? You can show it? You know, who is a strict devotee? So if you do these three things, you are considered as intense devotee. Strict, serious and sincere. Who is a strict devotee? He says, one who sticks to his or her vows, taken without any compromise. Like lions drawn on a stone. Patar ke lakir. Like Raghunath Das Goswami took vows to circumambulate the Govardhan hill regularly and to chant fixed number of rounds and eat only very meager prasad. And he was very strict in that. He never buckled and he never compromised. But you know, buckling, like for example, if you take aluminium rod and push it on a wall, it will buckle. If you take iron rod and push it, will it buckle? It won't. That means iron rod represents a strict devotee. It doesn't buckle. Whereas the aluminium bends, isn't it? So once you take the vow, you don't bend. Like well, there was a monkey who did Ekadashi vow. But he got discouraged by other monkeys. Other monkeys told him, tomorrow is Ekadashi, you will get 2 weeks. They said, better you go bring the fruits and keep it. He brought the fruits and kept it. They said, better cut it and keep it. He cut it and kept it. They said, tomorrow you can't even lift the fruit. Better keep it in the mouth. So he kept in the mouth and this way his Ekadashi couldn't be followed. So people compromise, ultimately there is nothing. So then they can't be strict. The first one. Second one, who is a serious devotee? Yeah, the devotee is here. Even when there are temptations, distractions and calamities in life, this devotee does not turn back his resolve to surrender to Krishna. I have given example of Haridas Thakur. In temptation, he did not give up. Sukadeva Goswami had distractions of women taking bath in the pond. He was not distracted. And Prahlad faced many calamities in life. He did not give up. These are all positive examples. A negative example, Ajamila was tempted, he fell down. Bharat Maharaj was distracted by the deer, then he gave up the practices. And Indra, while fighting with Vritrasura, he got calamities and he got discouraged. Vritrasura had to encourage him. So we want to be serious devotees. That means in temptation, distraction, calamities, we want to be strong. Thirdly, who is a sincere devotee? One who has no material motives, no envy, no malice towards other devotees or living beings. One who does not blame anyone else for their suffering. They think it's my own karma I am suffering. Like Ambarish Maharaj, Parikshit, Prahalad, Gajendra, they are all in that category. Negative example is Indra attached to post and becoming envious of Prithu, Diti becoming envious of his co-wife Aditi, Dhritarashtra, you know, harboring malice towards Pandavas. Like that. These are examples of not so sincere. So I have given you both positive and negative in all the three. So see, I have quickly told you this, but you will have to sit with it. You showed it also, no? You have to sit with it and contemplate on these examples and deeply internalize these three things. Strict, sincere and serious devotee. Then you are an intense devotee in practice. And also intense devotee is one who does not compromise on the morning program. Prabhupada says he wanted all his ISKCON devotees to rise before 4 a.m. in the morning. Take a bath and be ready, attend Mangala Arati, Narasimha Arati, Tulsi Arati. And after that chant a couple of hours, 16 rounds, and then do the Guru Puja and Shringar Darshan. Then after that Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in a home, I have seen many grihasthas do that. There was one boy in his college days, I met him. Now he is married and settled in Houston, in America. I visit him sometimes when I go to US. So he is Advaita Chandra Prabhu and his good wife Kalasudha Mataji. Wonderful couple. You go to their home and see they have a big altar. And they are cultivating more than 100 devotees. They do all these programs and they have preachers also. They do very good preaching. So today we could only see Sankirtan and as well as the book distribution of Prabhupada books. I told you a little bit about that in compassion. Compassionately we should preach. So there are many grihastha couples across the globe who very sincerely practice, very intensely practice devotional service. That means for them, Krishna consciousness becomes a very vital priority in their life. It's not a side thing. It's a very important thing. And then morning they take part in programs and all, and evening also, sometimes they distribute books, sometimes they call the children and train them. They're always thinking how to expand the spiritual movement. So those who are grihasthas, ladies and men at home, they have to take care that they don't put off the family members because of intensity in spiritual life. In case you are very intense in spiritual life and you are not paying attention to professional duties and family duties, then your family will become disturbed. So one has to be very intelligent in this aspect. Make sure that family members are peaceful, profession is happening well. Then the rest of the time one can be very intense in one's practice. Reading Prabhupada books daily, half an hour to 1 hour minimum. And doing the morning program and reaching out Prabhupada books to others. These are all activities of serious practice. And then gradually, you know, Krishna will become very vital in our life. So I answered all the questions. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki.